Welcome back into 96.5 The Fan. Damn, glad to have you on a Thursday. Thanks to all of you listening. Thanks for all of you enjoying this program. We appreciate you more than you would absolutely know. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens here on a Thursday once again to remind you the Chiefs play at 3:25 on this very station. You can hear Kling, Danan, Mitch, all that as the Chiefs radio network pregame starts on this station.
Yesterday it started, I think. It's on the secondary channel, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's officially time to dive into the game. But before we do that, there is somebody who I really do root for because I think they are absolutely talented. I think they got the short end of the stick at their previous team, but it's kind of two sides' faults, right? Saquon Barkley is who we're talking about, which drafted is a good running back, but then never really got a line to support him, nor Daniel Jones.
Or a quarterback, or I mean, like anything, right. Yeah.
And I think Saquon Barkley is a little bit in denial here. And what I mean by that is he came out and spoke, and he said, maybe I'm naive, but I think it's over. That chapter's closed. I truly don't care no more. I'm pretty sure fans don't care no more, and I don't think I'll get booed.
They're playing the Giants this weekend in the Meadowlands, right? Philadelphia and the Giants.
That's right.
Saquon Barkley going back for the first time. I hate to break it to you. For any athlete that leaves place A and goes to place B, the book isn't closed until you go back to place A,
yeah.
Right? And so he's going to have to go back to the Meadowlands every year and play a game against the Giants. But will he get booed? Yeah, I'm sure he will. It won't be like going back to Yankee Stadium and getting booed. You know, the Giants fans are a little bit older and more reserved. But look, they're still going to boo the hell out of Saquon Barkley because he left. Like, you feel like a jilted lover, you know?
If you texted your dad right now and was like, will Saquon get booed on Sunday? He would immediately say, of course.
Yeah, probably.
Not yes, not probably, just.
He's going to get booed on Sunday because not only did he leave, he left for your best friend.
He married the single wife next door, the single lady next door.
Yeah,
and just moved in.
Right,
there.
Like I'll just do a quick example. Like eighth grade dating right now is like they all have a friend group and everybody's like, and my wife keeps saying, "You're just dating your friends. What are we doing here? Right, get out of your friend group." That's kind of what like Saquon Barkley's doing. He's moving from the Giants to the Eagles. They're all kind of in that friend group together.
Yeah.
And now he went and now he's dating your best friend. And you're like, wait a second here. I was dating him last week and now you're dating him. Are we still friends? No, you're not friends anymore. He moved on to Philadelphia and that's great. You took the money and you run and, you know, it's probably a smart move for the Giants not to re-sign him because that's an organization in disarray. But to think you're not going to be moved and it's all water under the bridge, it just doesn't work that way, right? Like, it just does not work that way.
People never forget.
I mean, people are going to be booing here in Kansas City, Robinson Cano, Jazz Chisholm, to the day is long, right? And Tony Gonzalez has kind of made his bed back in Kansas City and everybody likes him
and
again.
Fortunate enough for him, he doesn't have to play.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Like, you're not booing a broadcaster. Right. If you are, then I mean,
well, God love you, right?
Yeah, you got some plums, man.
Yeah. Like, but that's just life. Like, you leave team A and go to team B, and team B comes back and plays you. Yeah, you're going to get booed. I mean, to think that you're not going to get booed is just ridiculous.
Mac, you're kind of the more stable one. We're over here just always, you know, running on just adrenaline. You think he gets booed?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. I mean, there's no question.
Yeah.
Who doesn't think he gets booed? Other than him, right?
Yeah, other than him. It's kind of sad. It's a little ignorant of him. I mean, he's just like, I think it's over. The chapter's closed. I truly don't care anymore, and I'm pretty sure fans don't care anymore. Dude, the fans still care.
The fans will always care.
If he sucked, he may not get booed. But he would still get
killing like that first play. He's going to get a handoff, and let's say the Giants have a good defensive line. They stop him in the backfield. There's going to be extra cheers, right? It's going to be like extra cheers. It's kind of what you do, right?
Which is basically the condescending way of booing.
He'll get the handoff. It'll be boo.
We were all there when Jazz Chisholm played on Thursday night at the K, and he thought he got a walk and threw his bat down, then struck out the next pitch.
That was so good.
That was a louder cheer than Salvador Perez got.
No doubt. Yeah. It really was.
No question.
Yeah. Yeah. Salvi got the big cheer on Wednesday, and then Jazz got Thursday night. Yeah.
So which brings up the question is 913-586-7965. who is someone that you will always boo, whether it be the K or whether it be Arrowhead? Bob, who's one of those?
Well, back in the day, it was like Johnny Damon. People would boo Johnny Damon all the time when he came back to Kansas City.
He said he wouldn't leave.
Yeah, well, the players should never say that because they're all leaving. They're all taking the check. For me, I've got three people on it. Les Miles, who totally would stole money from KU. Tyreek Hill, who sucks. And Whit Merrifield. Whit Merrifield makes the list of people you're going to boo because the way that he left here was just not copacetic. Man, it really, you'd get the vaccine and go to Canada if your team was better. Like, that was just a slap in the face of then everybody in Kansas City.
Traded to the Blue Jays.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Then they got traded to the Blue Jays. How about that, Whit? So, just the way he handled his exit here, he was always kind of just bitter about things. You know, you liked him, you rooted for him. But he always had that little bitter edge to him. And then he said that right before they traded. And I'm like, all right, you're gone. I boo him.
The three I will bring up is Chisholm will always get booed.
Yeah, he's made his bed now. Yeah.
Cano always got booed ever since he would come back to Kansas City. He always got booed no matter what. Every Cincinnati player, for sure. I mean, everybody for the Bengals will always, you know, I hate to say it. We live rent-free in their head. They live rent-free in our head. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Talk to Alex Gold about Cincinnati. Just go to Alex Gold and say, I think Cincinnati could make the playoffs. He will go on a five-minute rant and tell you why you're out of your mind, why Cincinnati can't do anything, why the Chiefs have a Super Bowl. They don't. That's rent-free.
Yeah, it is.
In a roundabout way, that's rent-free. Absolutely.
And that's okay. That's what makes it part of the rivalry.
It's fun.
And I'll be honest, after being at that game, you know, with my daughter and the Bengals fans talking trash to a 14-year-old kid, F them.
Yeah.
They suck.
That's a KMA right there.
Yeah, I hate them the most, for sure, in the league. Joe Burrow's on my list.
Rent-free.
Yeah.
It's
It is. They are. Right? Oh, I would admit that.
Right? It's rent-free. Jose Ramirez.
Why?
Because he's so damn good against Royals.
I love watching that guy play.
But he beats our ass, dude. Left side, right side, no matter where he plays, third base. The guy looks like he should be at Whataburger 24/7, but he hits cranks and plays great defense.
And steals bases.
And he plays for the damn Guardians.
Yeah, he's one of the best players in baseball,
it sucks,
man.
Dude.
God, he's so good.
So I boo him.
All right.
Until he's a Royal, which will never happen.
But you got to admit, you have fun watching that guy.
I do forget there is an announcer that probably would get booed by Chiefs fans, Mike Florio. You would find your way down to go and start booing him.
Yeah.
Because every once in a while, they will have him in stadium doing like a report during the playoffs.
Yeah.
And if he's there, I would make my way down and I would heckle Florio.
Well, he's advocating to hurt Patrick Mahomes.
He's also advocating for Reed to retire.
Right, exactly.
Who then signed an extension.
Yeah.
So when Mahomes wins the three-peat, I just really think it's time for Mahomes to hang it up. Mackenstein, you got some?
Gosh, I just had a good one that I can't remember. Yeah, I had Joe Burrow. I had Will Compton on the list just because he's a Chiefs trash talker. He's never done anything. Yeah, the guy sucks. He's just an idiot. I was trying to think. Just slipped my mind. There was a player that I was wondering. Oh, yeah. I think I'd boo this player if he came to Kansas City, but I think it would be like a boo of admiration. I'd be clapping while I boo Philip Rivers.
No, you don't clap for Philip.
Okay.
Not sure he waved goodbye.
Yeah.
Sirianni.
Yeah, Sirianni gets booed. Yeah, even though his
wife's
from Kansas
City. Tyreek Hill will always get booed.
Yeah. Yeah, Tyreek Hill will always get booed, right? Yeah.
Because of the way he left.
Because of the way he left.
Yeah.
And the way he talked trash for like a year and a half on the organization.
Yeah, the way
he realized, wait a second here, if I keep talking trash, I may never get a chance to go back and be in that ring of fame.
913 says Josh Donaldson was always fun to boo.
Yeah, for a hot minute. Then the Royals petered out and nobody cared anymore.
The three from the 785, Marcus Peters, Jamar Chase, Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
The good thing is you may never see three of those people in Kansas City ever again.
Say the names again. Marcus Peters, he's not playing.
Nope.
Nick Sirianni, probably not going to be coaching much longer.
And then Jamar Chase.
Unless
they give him the bag.
Yeah.
Which they are.
The Bengals, you mean, or the Chiefs?
Yeah, oh, God. Wouldn't that be a plot twist?
What? Bull. I almost said it.
I don't. Yeah.
Bull.
No, not bull.
If Jamar Chase signs here on March 18th,
I'm good.
You're going to be running down Metcalf with no pants on. And you know it.
You're going to run like Chris Jones in the 40-yard dash.
You might be right about the no pants thing, but I wouldn't like it.
I wouldn't like it.
No,
we hate players until they're ours.
No, he's a D.
He is.
He's like
part. But he could be ours.
But we don't have Ds on our team. Like the drama, you know, creating.
Yeah, you're right.
That's not the culture, man.
You're right.
Let's see here. Somebody says I'm booing Tony Gonzalez on the street. F Tony Gonzalez.
You're mad at Tony though because he was right and saw the writing on the wall before anybody else realized
it.
You know?
I wouldn't boo Tony. Maybe I'm in the minority.
But when you come out and you talk about how great a Falcon you were, and you're like, wait a second here,
man. That was
you know.
That was garbage.
And now the Chiefs are winning. He's like, I never played for Atlanta.
From the 816, I always boo Dusty.
Wow.
The hell did I do to you?
That sucks.
I'm out here stealing people's girls. Somebody says Lance McCullers Jr. was a fun one to boo.
Good one. Yeah.
Someone says Neil Smith because of how he left and won two Super Bowls with Denver.
Yeah, but he's kind of made good back in Kansas City, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he lives here again.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask that. Yeah.
Copeland's isn't open anymore, but he still lives here.
Yeah. Someone says they would always boo John Gruden after the bus ride around the stadium.
Yeah, that guy's a heel.
But he was, they say he was greeted with good graces during training camp.
Of course, because Andy's his friend, you know? Yeah. So what if they hired Gruden to be on staff? You're not booing assistant.
This is a good one. This one happens a lot. Carlos Correa does always get booed now that he's with the Twins.
Of course. Yeah, but he's a cheater, caught cheater. Everybody cheats, but he got caught, so.
Jose Altuve as well.
Yep, Altuve.
That's right.